This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Colfax, Wisconsin. Colfax High School, home of the Vikings, inside of this Western Wisconsin basketball tournament on a Saturday. We've had a number of games going all throughout the day, and the title card matchup is your McDonald Central Lady Max 2-0 on the Young 2023-2024 campaign against last year's Division IV state semifinalist, losing to eventual state champ Laconia. The home team, the Colfax Vikings, they are out of the Dunn St. Croix. McDonald out of the Western Cloverbelt. Colfax 2-2 on the Young season, and these are two teams that a lot of folks have their eye on as, again, potentially making a deep playoff run in Division IV, both now in Division IV, as McDonald, last year's D5 state champions, now move up to Division IV because of their enrollment. McDonald already defeated on the Young season a state almost semifinalist, and that was Neillsville. Neillsville, of course, 27-0 last year. McDonald defeated them 59-52 on November 16th down at Neillsville. Neillsville, a team that a lot of people thought would go to state 2 years in a row. Of course, two seasons ago, Neillsville made it to the state semifinal, but this Colfax team knocked off Neillsville by just 2 points in last year's D4 sectional final in this region. And so again, McDonald facing two teams that were a whisper away from state. One of them made state, another made state the year before, and McDonald two of their first three games against those powerhouses. Hearing that Colfax may be without one of their starters here tonight, but again, you play who's in front of you, and we'll see who goes out. Coach Courtney Sarauer for Colfax was a little reticent to say who she will be starting here tonight, but she did mention that one of her typical starting five will not be available here tonight. Looking forward to a fantastic game. We'll continue to break it down. We'll look at both teams' path to this game. Colfax, again, as we mentioned, has played four games already, 2-2 on the season. One of those, a season-opening loss to Eau Claire Regis, and head coach Teddy Joas maybe putting the region on notice that his Ramblers should also be in the conversation for making a deep playoff run in Division IV, and also certainly in the conversation for a Western Cloverbelt Conference title. Of course, McDonald unblemished in conference play last year, 14-0, and won the WCC championship on their way to that state championship. But they had some close games, including, I believe, a one-point win over Eau Claire Regis last year. And so expecting, again, some phenomenal competition in the Clover Belt. McDonald, it will not get any easier as they will jump right into conference play against the aforementioned Lady Ramblers on Tuesday of next week. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes as we continue to break it down. The team's taking the floor now and will be out for warm-ups very shortly, as again, we're a little bit ahead of schedule. Again, they run a tight ship here at Colfax, and instead of being 30, 45 minutes behind, instead we're going to be about 15 minutes ahead for the final game of this great Saturday. We're looking forward to it. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. Caleb Swenson joined soon by Mark Maloney, Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Good to have you with us. Second half of our doubleheader here on WOGO Sports. Earlier, Mark Halverson and Dave Check had the call as head coach Jason Prue and his Chi-Hi boys got an 11-point win over Medford. We'll step out and be back in two. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Weather update for this evening. We've got a 20% chance of snow tonight.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Lady Max pregame continuing here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Mark Maloney on his way here, but again, as we're starting a little bit ahead of schedule, we've got an opportunity to chat here with the illustrious Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Herald, again, the dawn of Chippewa County sports. Good to see you here. I know you've been here for a while, but what a matchup we've got tonight.
Yeah, I think when you kind of saw the schedule for this day, I know for me especially, this is one I had circled because these are two excellent programs, two teams that were down in at state last year, and you know, two teams that you know may have to go through each other if they want to get back there this year.
Yeah, I know Coach Courtney Sarrauer was pretty reticent to talk about last year, kind of saying, hey, we flipped the page as an athlete, as a coach, but again, as fans,
we're allowed
to look at this and say, hey, these are two teams that very likely could be meeting with much higher stakes in a few months.
Right, right. And yeah, the coaches never want to, you know, kind of look too far ahead. But, you know, as people who do what we do, we can.
We can.
We can. We'll take that burden.
So, again, when you look at these two teams, obviously two more games played for Colfax. They're 2-2 on the year. But both of these coaches and athletic directors, I would say, really want to challenge the talent they have on their teams. I mean, when you look at who Colfax has played non-conference, they played Eau Claire Regis, who looks phenomenal. Coach Joyce has that team rolling right now. They played River Falls. McDonald played Neillsville, who again may see down the road, but also played a D2 team in Medford, walloped them, but they've got Onalaska on the schedule. They've got St. Croix Falls on the schedule. They've got Hudson on the schedule. Again, these teams want to make sure they are battle-tested beyond just their conference.
And I think that's something you've seen out of both these teams in recent years. I know over the years, I'm sure it's been the same with you. Talking with Coach Cooper, he had mentioned that they wanted to upgrade their schedule. You know, you mentioned some of the bigger schools are playing, seeing Hudson. I believe Colfax plays Hudson this year, too. If not, they have in the past, so I mean, anytime you're a Division IV size team and you're playing teams out of the Big Rivers, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, that's a challenge, and it's especially a physical challenge. The game gets more physical as it gets bigger, but, you know, these two teams, I think they know what it takes to get where they want to go, and that's a big part of it. And honestly, that's a big part of, you know, them playing tonight, because usually, I don't believe in the past, the girls have played too much between Colfax and the boys do every year, but
yeah.
I don't know if the girls have. And
yeah,
these are two
programs.
I'm saying these are two programs that have been very, very good, and they're not that far apart, so it's cool when you can see those type of matchups happen.
Again, you can't maybe take too much into the statistics from the first two games of the season for McDonald, but Emily Cooper is on an absolute tear. The team as a whole is shooting 46%. from three. But maybe something that I'm sure you and I and many others have had our eye on for a long time is this incoming freshman class for McDonald and how they may be incorporated.
Right, right. And when I talked with Coach Cooper at the start of the year, he had mentioned that, you know, he felt they could make an impact, but at the same time, they won't necessarily have to. You know, they wouldn't be dependent upon to suddenly take a big role right away. Just because of the way this McDonald team plays, you have so many people getting involved. It's kind of, you know, when it's your night, it's your night, but, you know, every night doesn't have to be your night. And you're kind of seeing a bit like you saw in the volleyball season where, you know, Claire Roth and Ann Sigenthaler kind of, they were able to have their moments, but yet it wasn't a situation where they had to shoulder a ton. And that's a great way to bring in talented players, you know, the two aforementioned players along with Ella Mae Cooper.
Yeah, again, it's not making the pressure immediate, but also saying get used to the speed of the varsity level, get used to what we're looking for from you. Again, when you suddenly are playing teams loaded with players 2 and 3 years older than you.
Exactly. And Emily Cooper had, you know, she kind of was able to work her way in that way. There were other players too, you know, 2-3 years ago on those teams that made the run to, you know, the state semifinals that, you know, they could come off the bench and they could kind of take things at their own speed instead of having it kind of shoveled into their lap. And there's a lot to be said for that, because there are some young players that can enter high school and be ready to make, you know, immediately jump in and be one of the top players. But, you know, it's not a lot. It's a heck of a jump to make, even if you're playing off-season basketball. And, you know, if that's something the younger players can prove they can handle, well, then, you know, when push comes to shove, they'll have that on their plate. But you don't have to necessarily plan for it right off the bat, and that's a big help.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, chatting with Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Herald. And finally, Brandon, I know with Mark Maloney, we'll do our Toys and Four Keys to the Game coming up a little bit later. But for you tonight, what's McDonald got to do to get a win here? What's a key point or two for you?
I'm very curious in McDonald around the basket. Certainly we know, you know, the great stuff Aubrey Dorn can do, just her ability to finish near the basket. But Colfax has got some size as well, Jeanette Hajdukovic and, you know, some other players that are going to present a good challenge for them. And just I think it's just going to be a matter of them being physical, and you kind of walk that fine line of being physical but not fouling. And sometimes that's a, you know, early on that can be tough because you're still kind of trying to, you know, gauge that in.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. The matchup that I have been very keen on seeing is Hajdukovic v. Dorn, and really want to see how that plays out. Again, it's 5-on-5, but just really want to see, again, two of the best in the region.
Yeah, these are two great programs. They're well coached. They've had a lot of success over the last several years, and you know, this is, as I said, this is the game I was usually looking forward to most when you first see this schedule. And, you know, these teams are both going to be a lot better by the time the postseason rolls around, but they're pretty darn good right now, and I think that's going to make for quite the matchup here.
Looking forward to it. Again, we're less than 10 minutes away from tip-off. We'll continue rolling with Lady Max pregame. We'll chat with both head coaches in just a minute here on WOGO Sports. Brandon, great to get caught up with you.
Absolutely.
We are back in a minute with head coach Courtney Sarhauer of the Colfax Vikings. It's the Lady Max and the Vikings here on WOGO Sports, live from Colfax, back in 60 seconds.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes! Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, Welcome back to Lady Max pregame on the road here at Colfax, WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Title card matchup in this great Western Wisconsin tournament here today, here with head coach Courtney Sauerauer of Colfax, of course, a state semifinalist last year. And coach, when you look at your season, the quality of competition you've already played so far in the first four games, a very tough Regis team. I know you played River Falls already too. What do you see from your team in those first four games where you say, this is what we're doing well, trending the right direction, and here's what we need to clean up?
Yeah, you know, we obviously want to play at a high level, and I think to do that you have to play, you know, the best of the best. So that's why, you know, our schedule is as tough as it is, and I think it just trains them that they know they have to show up every single night. You can't have a night off, and, you know, obviously some – anytime you start a new season without a mixture of players from a previous season, it's always a learning curve of who's going to step up and fill those missing roles. And I think, you know, our last game we've started to click a little bit more, and so I'm excited to, you know, see how we continue to do that moving forward.
Coach, you really put a lot of people in the area on notice when you defeated previously undefeated Neillsville in that sectional final last year. But I'm sure for those returnees this year, there's probably a little bit of unfinished business saying, hey, got to state, not only do we do that, we want to advance further than the state semi.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was last year, and so, you know, it's kind of, I'm kind of a big believer of it. As a player, I know that things guarantee you, and even though, you know, maybe on paper you're good, that doesn't mean anything. So haven't thought much about, you know, last year, just trying to focus on, you know, our games one at a time this year.
And finally, coach, what do you see in McDonald? Obviously they have a lot of returnees this year, a lot of experience. They go 10 deep, as you probably will as well. You didn't play them last year, but this is a team again that you might see at some point down the road.
Yeah, I'm excited, you know, to, I think it's a great matchup between two really good teams. I have a ton of respect for, you know, Coach Cooper and his program and what they've built, and just excited to, you know, play some good competition and hopefully give everyone a good game.
Coach, we've had this one circled on the calendar for a while. Should be a lot of fun. Always great to be here in Colfax. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Head Coach Courtney Sauerauer. We'll be back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max after this on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MiconCinemas.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame live on WOGO Sports on the road at Colfax 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Third game of the season for your 2-0 McDonald Central Max, facing a state semifinalist last year and in the Division 4 Colfax Vikings. And Coach Don Cooper had able to pull that one out, more of a blowout win against Medford. But going back to the impetus between those two games, you had 2 weeks off, Thanksgiving and all of that. What did you like? What did you say, hey, we need to improve on with that long layoff?
Well, with that long of a layoff, we were just kind of stagnant in the beginning of our game with Medford. And like I said, it's just that long layover. But, again, we made a commitment that we weren't going to play any Thanksgiving games. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get, you know, a stalemate between games. And we loaded our schedule with tough competition. And the Colfax, they make us better squad.
Could you talk about Colfax? You're going to play D1 Hudson, who looks phenomenal. Again, Onalaska, a D2 team. Medford was a D2 team. How is that sharpening the iron of this team early on? As, again, you're still trying to maybe find your way a little bit with a lot of returners, but a lot of new faces as well to incorporate.
Well, again, we with our schedule, we basically put this together so that we get a little bit of physicality with these tougher Division II, Division I type teams, along with the good teams that can, you know, basically make us a better squad. So by doing that night in, night out, we have 9 games in an 18-day stretch. It just makes us a tougher ball club.
Coach, when you look at the matchup here tonight, obviously a phenomenal Colfax team. Emily has been phenomenal to start the year. And we look a lot of times at those big, flashy splash shots outside the arc. But when you look at your opponent here tonight and a talented post player in Hajdukovic, it seems like the matchup between her and Aubrey Dorn is going to be one to watch.
Oh, yes, and she's a great ball player, but McKenna Shipman is also a great ball player. They have a great squad. They're well coached. They go 10 deep. So, again, they're just a great squad, and it matches a lot of the stuff that we do.
And finally, Coach, what's the step you want your team to take, win or lose? Hopefully a W at the end, but what's the next step here?
Well, the next step is basically do the things that we do, take care of the basketball. Colfax is a great team that will basically try and commit turnovers because of their excellent defense. So, again, we need to take a step forward. Tough Thursday, so, and we have to be ready for that.
It does not get easy in your conference or your schedule. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
Yeah, thank you, Caleb, for everything.
Coach Don Cooper, Lady Max pregame continues on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Moments before game time here in Colfax. Your 2-0 Lady Max against the Colfax Vikings, who are 2-2 on the year. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, the honor's yours for the first time this season. Good to have you back, my friend.
Yes, it is. It's good to be up here, Caleb. And, boy, you know, this is my first game. I listened to the girls play against Nielsville. And, again, you know, they lost 2 seniors, I think, last year with Marley and the Thaler girl.
Emily Thaler,
against
yeah.
Emily. And, you know, so they have some really, really good experience coming back here. So, and some young kids coming up. So I think, again, early on, it's, you know, taking care of the ball and, you know, having a few turnovers. And the team with the least amount of mistakes is probably going to run away with this one.
Well, it looks like we're going to dive right into the starting lineup. So for McDonald, Maddie Geisler, 5'6", senior guard, averaging 7.5 points per game. Then number 22, Emily Cooper, 5'8", senior point guard, 23 points per game to start the season for Emily. Number 11, Callie Goulet, 5'11", forward, a senior, Callie, 3 points per game so far this season. Also rounding out the starting five for head coach Don Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, 6-foot center, the senior, 7.5 points per game. And who else is out there here tonight? We've got Izzy Hartman, 5'7", guard, the senior, and Izzy on the young season, 2.5 points per game. Again, we're very early on, but 5 seniors deep for head coach Don Cooper and the Lady Max. On the other side, it'll be the Colfax Vikings, head coach Courtney Sarauer. And again, she had mentioned before the game that they were going to be a little shorthanded. One typical starter would not be in the starting lineup, she said, but was not forthcoming as to who she was going to replace that starter with because she said she wasn't sure yet and was still going to kind of make that a game time decision. McDonald and Colfax. in the title card matchup of an all-day tournament here at Colfax High School. Aubrey Dorn wins the tap, but back taps it right to Colfax, then they will move left to right from our vantage point here in the corner of the gym. Thank you to Michael Hodell, athletic director. Colfax in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the red numerals and lettering, red accents. Maddie Geisler gets in the way of a pass, knocks it out of bounds. I think Aubrey Dorn may have touched that last. No, it's going to McDonald.
Yep.
The McDonald Lady Macs resplendent in their royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid white numerals and letters, the white accents, the bulldog on the side of the shorts. And we'll see them on the attack for the first time here tonight.
Both teams playing man-to-man defense.
Callie Goulet, left side, Emily Cooper. Maddie Geisler passes up a three, top of the arc, drops it off for Izzy Hartman. She took a long step and able to hold on to that pivot foot, tried to feed down in the post. Maddie Geisler and taken away by Hajdukovic as they were looking for Aubrey Dorn. Again, we're looking forward to that matchup here tonight, among many others. Two six-footers, two talented six-footers. Kaysen Goodell up top. She had 15 points in a 52-30 win over Bloomer here at Colfax on Thursday evening. McDonald blew out Medford 73-27 on the road. They were up 42-14 at half in that game. Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass, knocks it out of bounds into her own bench. Minute 10 gone by, no score. Caleb Swenson along with Mark Maloney here on WOGO Sports. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Good to have you with us for Lady Macs basketball.
Great. Nice drive over. A little bit of flurries in my headlights on the way over, Caleb.
Expecting a little bit of that mixed precip in some parts of western Wisconsin tonight and tomorrow morning as well. Nice feed down the paint. And the first bucket of the game goes to Jada Anderson of Colfax. Anderson cutting down the right side of the lane. Feed into Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is doubled. She will work the pivot foot and goes up strong, and it's blocked by Hajdukovic, and the loose ball to McKenna Shipman, that talented senior for Colfax. Twisting in the paint and drawing a foul from Dorn is Goodell. Meadow Keltner also on the floor, along with Hajdukovic and Shipman, and Jada Anderson, the five on the floor for Colfax. First free throw back, iron no, and that's been a bit of an issue for Colfax in their first four games, just 49% from the foul line. They lead 2-0 with 16:09 to play in the first. Again, our keys to the game were brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw is good for Goodell. The junior is in the scoring column. And it's 3-0, full one possession lead for the Colfax Vikings. Izzy Hartman up top. Callie Goulet swings left side. Emily Cooper, who's averaging 23 points per game. Hartman, just above the foul line, back out to Cooper. Working off a high screen, goes behind her back. Now between the legs, right side, Maddie Geisler. Geisler puts on the floor with the left hand to Izzy Hartman. Hartman barreling down the right side of the lane, high off the glass, back rim, no, but a foul. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Coach Cooper, Mark, talked about the defense that Colfax plays, and so far we've seen them hold very strong through the first 2 minutes and change. First free throw for Izzy is off the mark.
I think Coach Sauerau there is a descendant of Coach that was here for the Doucette.
Doucette,
been
yes.
Here forever. I think that's his daughter. So, yeah, he's probably instilled a little bit of defensive tactics.
Second free throw, no. Almost an offensive rebound. It just is off the outstretched fingertips of Aubrey Dorn, but she creates enough chaos that the ball trickles out of bounds along the baseline. McDonald basketball underneath. Maddie Geisler into Dorn. Dorn can't quite handle it. Retrieves just outside the right block. Now she's looking for help. Pops it back out to Emily Cooper holding high on the right. 15:31 to go first half. 3-0 Colfax. Maddie Geisler between the wheels. Swings it left side. Izzy Hartman. Hartman up top. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Cooper. High on the right side. Working off a screen from Dorn. Little runner from 10 feet is good for Emily Cooper.
She's
McDonald on the board.
She does that so well.
Now McDonald employing some three-quarter court pressure. Shipman breaks it across the logo at midcourt. Shipman at the foul line, drops it down low. Nice interior pass by Colfax. Kicked out. Three on the way from the far wing. That one just nicks the net off the mark for Meadow Keltner. Long push ahead to Aubrey Dorn, Callie Goulet, excuse me, falling to the floor. Kicks it back out. An open look at a three. Maddie Kaiser, that one rimmed in and out. Offensive rebound. Kick out to Emily Cooper and Goulet. Had the offensive rebound, but Emily took a little extra shuffle there going into her move. It's a turnover to Colfax. Kylie Jensen and Ella Mae Cooper come into the game for the first time here tonight. Kylie wears number 34, the 5'6" senior guard, and Ella Mae Cooper, freshman point guard, 5'6", number 21, right now second on the team, 10.5 points per game. And McDonald employing some pressure. Into the corner, we have a reach-in foul, I think, on Emily Cooper as she got tangled up with Jordan Bovey.
I think you are right.
Three to two, McDonald trailing by one. Inbounds from Sierra Shipman, the sophomore just came in. I would assume a relation to McKenna, Shipman, the senior. Now a tie-up in the paint. And Ella Mae Cooper is going to be whistled for a foul. She got tangled with Bryn Sikora. You know, freely substituting early on, both of these coaches. They've got talented, deep rosters. Making full use of them early. Three on the way, top of the key. That one barely grazes the rim, hits the glass. Emily Cooper to Ella Mae Cooper, right side. In the corner, crossing over. Down along the baseline, bumped and fouled by Jordan Bovey. Ella Mae draws the first foul of the night from Colfax. Second, excuse me. McDonald inbound. Ella Mae Cooper along the baseline. To older sister Emily on the right side. Cooper drops it down to Dorn. Dorn crashing hard to the hoop and scores.
Very good pass. Very good, strong move there by Aubrey.
McDonald with their first lead, 4-3. Some heavy pressure in the backcourt. Stepping in front of a pass, Kylie Jensen knocks it into the fans. And inbounding from the near side, Sierra Shipman. Shipman to Jordan Bovey. Bovey swings it over. On the left, McKenna Shipman. Long cross-court skip. Knocked away. Kylie Jensen able to pull it down, and she is tied up by Sierra Shipman, and it will go to McDonald on the possession arrow. Aubrey Dorn will inbound. Aubrey sporting those white and very pink shoes, which also seem to be popular among
Colfax
the Colfax girls. Players, as we see at least three pink shoes on the other side. 4-3 McDonald, 13:35 to go here first half. Another whistle, and we'll have the third foul on Colfax.
McKenna Shipman.
That's her first. Team fouls even at three apiece. Ella Mae Cooper will inbound along the baseline. They'll scatter in front of her. Ella Mae Cooper to Emily Cooper, right of the circle. Putting on the floor, dropping down to Callie Goulet. Goulet, good position, but hit the underside of the backboard as she got a little too deep in her move to the hoop. Still 4-3 McDonald. 18-foot jumper, air ball. Kylie Jensen lost it out of bounds. That's a good call. The official right on top of that off of Kylie. And it'll be an inbound underneath for Colfax. Both teams trying to find their footing here. They both played on Thursday. Inbounds, and it goes in and out on a quick jumper from Bryn Sikora. Now McDonald wants to run. Ella Mae hesitates down the lane. Up with the left hand. Count it. Hoop and harm for the younger Cooper. 6-3. McDonald with the lead, and Ella Mae Cooper going to the line. Her first field goal, and looking for the first points from the free throw line for McDonald as well. She gets to the rack quickly. Free throw is good for Ella Mae. She has 3 points. The McDonald lead is 4-7-3. Again, this pressure defense from Coach Cooper. And it's Lady Max. Bovey having a little trouble with the handle. Ella Mae Cooper right in her grill. She'll drop it off to Sierra Shipman. Shipman long three, that one back in the iron. Kylie Jensen fighting for the rebound, knocked out of bounds and staying with Colfax. Again, Kylie good has just hustle. Been all over the place hustling after that basketball, but Autumn Nigeman, the junior forward, battling right there with her. Inbounds in the corner for Colfax. That's Jordan Bovey. Bovey swings back to the corner. Emily Cooper out there defensively. Going across the lane, right to left, hitting the back rim. No, Brent Sikora. Rebound, Dorn. Push ahead. Cooper to Kylie Jensen. Jensen steps into a three. Back rim, no. It's a good look there for Kylie.
Very good. Thought it was going to go.
Under 12 and a half to go first half. Three in the corner. That's another air ball for Colfax, but beautifully saved right back in. And another shot caroms wildly off the glass. The Vikings just a little bit off here, but not shy about shooting. Emily Cooper down the lane. Her shot comes up short. Offensive rebound, Dorn. Ella Mae Cooper crashing down the lane. Lost it on the way to the hoop. No call. Going back to Colfax. Shipman, Bovey, pulls up for a three just outside the arc. No. Offensive rebound back to Colfax. Attacking in the lane. Aubrey Dorn standing strong. Changes the shot and corrals the rebound. Still 7-3 McDonald. One third of the way through the first half here at Colfax.
Aubrey's so tough in that paint.
Does a great job of walling up and just staying very tall, very straight. Not giving the officials anything to call. Dorn now at the right elbow in the high post. Dorn shows and goes, blows right by her defender, stops on the pivot foot, kick out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen looking with a dart pass for Callie Goulet along the baseline. That got away from Callie out of bounds, maybe a little low.
Yeah, Callie, I think, was going to go all the way across. And
Katie Ruff.
She thought she was going to stay there.
Into the game, Katie wearing number 45. I think she'll be switching to 15 for home games and for road games as well, too, when they get a jersey situation straightened out. And now a pass thrown almost to Coach Cooper. And a turnover, unforced error there by the Colfax Vikings. Ella Mae Cooper will run the point. Emily Cooper out there along with Aubrey Dorn. Izzy Hartman back in, and Katie Ruff. Ruff had a nice game on Thursday. Didn't score, but had five rebounds and a block. Emily Cooper up top. The freshman Ella Mae Cooper. Jab step, Aubrey Dorn up top. Swings to Emily Cooper. We haven't seen her launch a three yet. Izzy Hartman jabbing, probing with the right hand to dribble. Her pass into the right corner, knocked away from Emily Cooper into a Colfax student section. 10:56 to go, first half, 7-3 McDonald. Katie Ruff will inbound. Emily Cooper high on the right. The home of the Vikings in Colfax, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Lady Max Basketball and Wogo Sports. Zach Wycheck back to the Wogo Studios in Halley. Second half of our Chi High Boys and McDonald Girls doubleheader. There's a three.
Yes.
Rattling at home. Emily Cooper, left wing. Doesn't take her long to get going. 10-3 McDonald. Elbow jumper rims in and out for Colfax. Offensive rebound. Put back. That one does not go down. Katie Ruff with a good box out. Digging it out of there. Izzy Hartman. And we have a foul on the floor, I believe. That will be the fourth against Colfax.
McKenna Shipman, her second.
That is her second, which is notable. Of course, Shipman leading the team at 12 points per game, shooting almost 40% from three, 44%.
And like I said, I was telling you earlier, Caleb, I think I saw some social media out there that she just went over 1,000 points at their last game.
Congratulations to her again. One of a number of very talented players for Coach Sarauer in this Colfax roster. 10-3 McDonald, deep three. Emily Cooper back rim from the right side. Going up high for the rebound. Callie Goulet couldn't quite pull it down. Aubrey Dorn and Callie with some backcourt pressure. Now trying to take it coast to coast for Colfax, and too strong off the window. Brent Sikora. The outlet pass, though, gets away from Emily Cooper and out of bounds. So Colfax will inbound with Brent Sikora, the sophomore. Again, a lot of seniors on both teams, but some talented sophomores seeing a lot of playing time for Coach Sarauer and Colfax. They trail 10-3 here on their home floor, 7 seconds beneath 10 minutes to play in the first half. Ella Mae Cooper playing defense out up top on Jordan Bovey. Bovey just inside the left elbow. We'll hand it off. Now Bovey gets it back up top. They'll work around the perimeter on the left side. Hajdukovic drops down to the right block, extended. Now Hajdukovic trying to post up on Dorn. We had a shuffle and a walk in the paint. Turnover, Brent Sikora. And McDonald has 14 players that dressed and all got into the game. 11 of them scored on Thursday night on the road at Medford in that 46-point victory. 14-day layoff between game one and game two, just 2 days here. My goodness. We'll get you caught up on that in a moment as Izzy Hartman got tripped up, fell to the floor, and somehow kept her dribble, just pounding that basketball back into dribbling position.
Meadowlark Lemon impression.
Runner along the baseline, a little teardrop shot from Ella Mae Cooper. And Cooper has five to match her older sister's tally. 12-3 McDonald. Callie Goulet bodying up Kaysen Goodell. Hajdukovic up top. She'll hand off to Bovee. Bovee swings left side. Pass down to the right block. McDonald, good post defense out to Hajdukovic, and Hajdukovic gets the lid off the basket from the left elbow. That's her first points here tonight. It had been a while since Colfax scored as they went up 3-0 early, and McDonald scored the next 12. Looking for three more, in and out from right wing three. For Ella Mae Cooper, Callie Goulet causing some confusion, almost pulled away another offensive rebound. 12-5, Colfax trying to get a little bit closer, nicking off the side of the rim. Missed three there from Bryn Sakura. Bodies on the floor, that's Maddie Geisler. She'll get back to her feet and shake this off. Aubrey Dorn up top against Hajdukovic. Crossing over, swings to Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae Cooper pulls up, left elbow jumper, money.
Beautiful.
A smooth, smooth shot for the freshman guard. She has 7 points to lead McDonald. Half of the Lady Mac's points. It's 14-5. McDonald with 7.5 to go here in the first half. Hajdukovic straddling the three-point arc. Long pass. Corralled athletically by Jada Anderson. The drop down to the paint. Anderson now outside the arc looking for a three from the right wing. That went off the side of the rim. Got mostly net there on the outside of the net. Long cross court skip to Maddie Geisler. Geisler in the paint, throws up a tough shot with a right hand, and it drops. A little teardrop for Maddie Geisler. It's 16-5 McDonald. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Coming out of the timeout, 7:06 remaining here in the first half. McDonald leads by double digits, 16-5 over the home team, the Colfax Vikings. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Thank you, Ryan and the crew. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Colfax inbounding again against three-quarter court pressure. For your Lady Max, we lead it 16-5. A trap just past half court. Izzy Hartman, Emily Cooper, Maddie Geisler, Kendall Heffler, and Callie Goulet on the floor. A foul on the floor right now, I believe, against Goulet. So Kendall, the newcomer to the floor here, the junior forward, 5'9". Her campaigning Coach Beyer before the game that she wants to bat leadoff in softball this year. Some of the best speed on the floor was Kendall. Shot missed off the inbound. That was the fourth team foul for McDonald. 5 whistles so far against Colfax. The first against Callie Goulet. Emily Cooper to Maddie Geisler. Geisler swings over to Izzy Hartman. Hartman pulls up from 10 feet. That one just nicks the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Kendall Heffler. Kick out Maddie Geisler.
She's always a fighter in that paint, too.
And no shortage of athletes on both of these teams. Emily Cooper up top goes behind her back, left elbow. Kick out Maddie Geisler, right wing. Maddie puts on the floor with the left hand. Now Daisy Hartman. Hartman curling to the right elbow. Emily Cooper, big head fake. Drops it off to Maddie on the left wing. Maddie Geisler working against her defender. Ball poked away out to Izzy Hartman high on the right. Hartman now between the wheels. Hartman crossing over at the foul line. Kick out to Maddie Geisler. Deep three, right wing, rims in and out. Oh, that was halfway down for Maddie.
It was. It's a good look. She's a good shooter, too.
Two-thirds of the way through the first half, 16-5, McDonald. Colfax up top. That's Bovey. Bovey kick out. Good look at a three for the Vikings, but an air ball from the left wing. Long push ahead to Kendall Heffler. Heffler down the lane. Tough shot.
Nice.
Gets it to roll in with the right hand from the left side. Well, that was an awkward angle that
yes,
Kendall
was.
Had to kind of contort her body there. Well done. 18-5, McDonald. Shot high off the glass. Knocked out of bounds by McDonald's Emily Cooper. Kylie Jensen and Aubrey Dorn will come in. Maddie Geisler will take a breather, as will Callie Goulet. Kylie also has pink shoes, a little more fluorescent pink, but that must be the look this year. It looks sharp.
Yes.
5:21 to go, first half. Inbounds quickly into McKenna Shipman, and she smoothly drops one in from 8 feet along the right block.
Her first points of the night.
Shipman now with two. The lead is 11 for McDonald. Kendall Heffler up top. Junior swings to the senior, Emily Cooper. Kylie Jensen. Over to Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae hands off to older sister Emily.
Oh,
Cooper has her pocket picked up top. Good work there by Goodell. Goodell down the lane. Comes to a jump stop and scores. That's her first field goal. Goodell with 3 points. And an 18-9 game. Trying to answer for three. Ella Mae Cooper. No offensive rebound. Emily Cooper. And she's fouled. Turning and going right up to the cup. That is the sixth whistle against Colfax with 4:44 to go here in the half. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. First free throw rims out for Emily Cooper. Again, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Emily Cooper's second free throw is perfect. She is not going to miss two in a row.
No.
Cooper with 6 points.
Oh, nice.
Aubrey Dorn steps in front of a pass. Now she has a one-on-two, and she takes it right to the cup and scores. Aubrey Dorn, her second field goal, 21-9. McDonald, under 4.5 to go in the first half. Colfax right side, great give-and-go look to Shipman, and Shipman soars to the hoop for two. That was well executed.
Very well.
21-11. McDonald up 10, Emily Cooper. At the left elbow, the younger sister, freshman Ella Mae. Kendall Heffler swings to Emily. Emily, a head fake, goes behind her back in the right corner to Kylie Jensen. Jensen spots up for three straight on. Won't rim in. Offensive rebound, Kendall Heffler, no. Maybe got blocked on the way up, but another offensive rebound for the Lady Mags. Ella Mae Cooper grabbed that one. Gives it to Aubrey Dorn and gets it right back. Ella Mae Cooper left wing, working right-handed dribble. Kick out to Aubrey Dorn along the right baseline, and she walked with the ball. 3:47 to go. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and Wogo.com. Another give and go, and this time Shipman just ran over Callie Goulet. I think the pass was a little off target, and Shipman just kind of lost her way there, ran over Callie. That is the seventh foul.
Her third.
And, yeah, the third on Shipman, so she will have to take a seat for the rest of the half. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on that going into the second half as well. Your leading scorer for Coach Sarrauer with three fouls. Left side, Kylie Jensen. Aubrey Dorn straight on between the wheels. Swings to Ella Mae Cooper. The freshman left wing dropped down to the left block. Extended Aubrey Dorn. Working against Hajdukovic. Spinning against her. Kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen down the right side of the lane. Kick out to Callie Goulet in the right corner. Emily Cooper thought about a really deep three instead of drive. Nice runner back rim, and it goes in. It went 5 feet off that back rim. The shooter's touch went through for Emily Cooper. And she regains the team scoring lead from younger sister Ella Mae, 23-11 McDonald. Pass out for a 14-foot jumper. That's another air ball for Colfax. They've had a little trouble finding the basket here in their home floor. Right side, Ella Mae Cooper just outside the arc on the right wing. Callie Goulet swings to Kylie Jensen. Jensen show and go. Left block extended. Out to Emily Cooper. 2:40 to go first half. 23-11 McDonald with that 12-point lead. They were down 3-0 early and went on a 12-0 run. Nice pass down low. Shot blocked by Colfax.
See who that was on the block.
Jada Anderson blocking LMA Cooper's attempt. Going hard down the lane. Bovey and her shot off the mark. LMA Cooper long pass ahead and stepping in front of that very nicely for Colfax. Was number 30 Sierra Shipman. Quick three on the way, and that one finally finds the bottom of the net.
Jordan Bovey.
Colfax, and that was Jordan Bovey, the sophomore. She'll bring her team within single digits, 23-14 McDonald. Coach Cooper, again, mentioned how Colfax thrives off of creating turnovers. Emily Cooper swings to LMA Cooper on the right side. LMA Cooper outside the arc, looking to the post, instead up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn pauses for a moment, over to Emily Cooper left wing. Up top, Kylie Jensen. Minute 40 to go, 23-14 McDonald, late going here first half. Emily Cooper in the right corner, drops down the post. Aubrey Dorn turning. Kick out, Callie Goulet to Kylie Jensen on the left wing. Up top, LMA Cooper.
Very patient offense.
Indeed. Kylie, up top, working a dribble drive to the right elbow. Now backs it outside the arc in the right corner to Emily Cooper with a minute 17 to go. Emily Cooper trying to force one up to the hoop. Grabs her own rebound after it caroms off. She was looking for a foul, didn't get it. Instead, just took the ball right back.
She kind of forced that one a little bit.
Minute five left. McDonald retaining possession.
Refs weren't going to bail her out of that one.
Aubrey Dorn up top. Over to LMA Cooper, left of the circle. Give and go to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up hard with the left hand. Hajdukovic walls up, changes the shot. No foul there. They'll say good defense, and I think it was from Hajdukovic as Kylie Jensen steps in front of a pass, knocks it out of bounds. Aubrey Dorn got a little tangled up there with Shipman and gives her a helping hand up. Jordan Bovey, rather. Callie Goulet, LMA Cooper, and Kylie Jensen will now exit. Katie Ruff back out there along with Maddie Geisler and Izzy Hartman for the final 47.5. Donald still has a couple fouls left to give this half.
Oh.
And they will accidentally as Aubrey Dorn exits. It had to be an accident there. She kind of went through the body.
Yeah.
Sierra Shipman gives her a helping hand up. I don't know if Aubrey just lost her balance a little bit there going for that steal.
Yeah. I don't think she saw her there.
So that is the second foul on Aubrey Dorn. Unfortunate as she played a pretty clean first half. 46 seconds left. McDonald up 9. Jordan Bovey up top. Hands off to Sierra Shipman. They'll go high post. Hajdukovic. Kick out to Shipman. Nice action going to the cup, but a little bit too strong. Now McDonald on the run. Maddie Geisler hard to the rim. No, her shot blocked by Hajdukovic. Offensive rebound, kick out. Credit Izzy Hartman with that. Long three, left side. That one well off the mark for Emily Cooper with 20 seconds to play. 23-14. Bovey to answer for three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound. Right elbow jumper is good for number 32, Jada Anderson. Her second field goal. Colfax creeping closer. 6 seconds to play. 7-point game. Late going here first half. Emily Cooper steps into a three to end the half. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound. Put back is a little bit too late for Callie Goulet. In a hard-fought first half, McDonald leads by 7 at the break. We will step out and be back with some first-half highlights. Remember, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. That's H&R Electric. 23-16, the Lady Max lead at the half. We are back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Halftime stats, analysis, statistics, and maybe we can wrangle some military shout-outs out of Mark Maloney as well. That's all ahead in 3 here on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kemp. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got a center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Anderson Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Halftime here in Colfax. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and Wogo.com podcast. This one available later at WOGO.com. Probably a podcast already up of Mark Halverson's call of Chi High Boys basketball, picking up a nice non-conference win over Medford in Chippewa today. Well, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. We've got stats and highlights in a few moments. 23-16, McDonough leads by 7 at the break, a late 5-0 run by the Colfax Vikings to make it a single-digit deficit for Coach Courtney Sarauer's squad. But your impressions on the first half, maybe lower scoring than we might have thought, kind of a defensive battle here.
Yeah, and I don't think either one of the teams are shooting, you know, real high percentages here. They're getting good shots. They're just not going into hoop. But again, I'm really impressed with the defense. You know, yeah. McDonald's playing really, really good man-to-man defense, and so is Colfax. I got the turnovers. I got McDonald with 6 turnovers and Colfax with 3. But I think the defense is really sticking out here. And I think in the second half, they'll get that shooting percentage up a little bit, and I think we'll be okay.
Take a look at the leading scorers, starting with Colfax. They have 2 players with 4. That would be Jada Anderson and McKenna Shipman. Shipman, though, did pick up her 3rd foul late in that first half. 3 in the first half for Kaysen Goodell, who averages just under 9 per game. 3 for Jordan Bovee, and 2 for Jeanette Hajdukovic. On the other side, it's the Cooper sisters leading the way for head coach Don Cooper, their grandpa. 8 in the first half for Emily Cooper, 7 for LMA Cooper, 4 for Aubrey Dorn, 2 apiece for Maddie Geisler and Kendall Heffler. Let's take a listen to some of the first half highlights. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports as the Lady Macs lead by 7 at the break. Older sister Emily on the right side. Cooper drops it down to Dorn. Dorn crashing nice. Hard to the hoop and scores.
Very good pass. Very good, strong move there.
Core, now McDonald wants to run. LMA hesitates down the lane, up with the left hand. Count it.
poop and harm for the younger Cooper.
Aubrey Dorn up top against Hajdukovic. Crossing over, swings to LMA Cooper. LMA Cooper pulls up, left elbow jumper, money.
Beautiful.
Side of the rim, got mostly net there on the outside of the net. Long cross court skip to Matty Geisler. Geisler in the paint, throws up a tough shot with a right hand, and it drops. A little teardrop for Matty Geisler. Long push ahead to Kendall Hoeffler. Hoeffler down the lane, tough shot.
Nice.
Gets it to roll in with the right hand from the left side. Dukovic spinning against her, kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen down the right side of the lane, kick out to Callie Goulet in the right corner. Emily Cooper thought about a really deep three instead of drive. Nice runner back rim, and it goes in. It went 5 feet off that back rim, and the shooter's touch went through for Emily Cooper. Your first half highlights on WOGO 103.1 FM and Wogo.com. 2 minute break, and we're back with the first edition of this season's Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. Back in two on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald leads 23-16 before the second half action begins. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs for the first time this season. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of an update on Miss Freya.
Yes, please.
You remember last season when we left off, she was our granddaughter that was born at 1 pound 12 ounces back in January.
We were giving weigh-in updates
a lot. Oh, my goodness. And her latest weigh-in, Lita, just came back again. So her fourth trip out to New Jersey to help out. Glenn's been shipped all over the world. And so Lita's lucky enough to be retired and go out and help out there. But little Miss Freya is almost 17 pounds now.
There you go,
and
Freya.
She is doing awesome, and her big sister Rosie out there. So they're out at McGuire Air Force Base, and we're getting ready to start off here right away. So I'm going to get my military shout-outs up a little bit better, and we'll make sure we acknowledge everybody, especially during these holiday seasons.
Absolutely. Such a vital part of our broadcast, being able to recognize those who serve us. Colfax starts out with a miss. McDonald on the run has it poked away from behind. Aubrey Dorn in transition. Not sure if that was Hajdukovic who got the hands there, but again, the defense strong for both teams. Going coast to coast, Shipman cannot finish, and a held ball underneath Hajdukovic again, creating a little chaos. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Possession goes to McDonald. Original starting five of Dorn, Emily Cooper, Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, and Maddie Geisler, the five seniors for head coach Don Cooper. Holding on to a seven-point lead to make it double digits. Maddie Geisler splashed straight on, straight in.
Very good.
From range. Matt Cincinnati can get hot in a hurry from downtown. 26-16, McDonald. Pass gets away from number 32 for Colfax. Jada Anderson, who was one of their leading scorers in the first half with four. Pass a little too tall. Turnover back to McDonald as both teams trading early turnovers here in the second. Emily Cooper down the lane. Nice show and go. Drops down to Callie Goulet. Goulet couldn't quite finish it for point blank. Again, good recovery defensively for the Vikings. Pass into the paint. Stolen by Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead. Maddie Geisler over the shoulder catch down the lane. Hit on the way, and she will go down hard. And Maddie will pick herself up and head to the foul line. First foul on either team here in the second half. That's two shots for Maddie Geisler, and that foul looked to go against Meadow Keltner, and I believe that's her first. It is. First free throw for Maddie. Back rim. She'll compose herself here. And second free throw is in. Doesn't take any warm-up bounces or anything. Maddie just eyes the hoop and puts it in. She now has six. Third leading score for the Lady Macs here tonight. Their lead back to double digits, 27-16. Aubrey Dorn pulls down a rebound after a missed shot by Jada Anderson. Maddie Geisler drops down to Dorn. Dorn against Hajdukovic spins off the glass too strong. Rebound tipped down to Emily Cooper. She couldn't get it from low on the left. Callie Goulet knocked that down to Emily, created the offensive board, second chance opportunity.
Emily just rushed it a little bit.
Right block extended. Pass down there from Kaysen Goodell. Emily Cooper just takes it away. Cooper across the logo. Keeping the head up. Lost the handle for a moment. Lost to Goodell. Got it back. Callie Goulet kicks out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for three. Front rim, no. And Izzy Hartman almost went through the back of Jada Anderson there.
Yes, she did. We thought that.
Callie Goulet picks the pocket of a Colfax defender.
Beautiful.
Up and in for two. Callie goes coast to coast. She didn't have far to go as she stole that one about the foul line on the Colfax side of half court. 29-16, McDonald. 15-20 to go.
Almost had another one.
Hajdukovic at the high post has it knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn trying to go coast to coast herself. She'll slow it down, back it up. Finds a point guard up top, Emily Cooper. Almost 3 minutes into the second half. McDonald leading by 13, 29-16. Izzy Hartman up top to Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Hartman on the left wing. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper swings back to Izzy, left wing in front of her bench. Izzy Hartman out to Maddie Geisler, to Emily Cooper. On the right side, outside the arc, puts on the floor with the left hand, drops off for Aubrey Dorn. Dorn 18 feet from the bucket, holding it above her head, backtracks with the dribble. I'll get the offense set. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper, foul line jumper. Oh. Back rim, no. Fought for Emily. Missed the free throw line jumper. And Izzy Hartman had a moment where she snagged that offensive rebound taken away from her. Colfax moving the other way. McKenna Shipman, good look at a three. Drained it. With her first hit from deep, McKenna Shipman came into the game shooting 39% from three. 30-second timeout on the floor. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
...14-16 to play in the second half. McDonald Lady Macs with a 29-19 lead over the home team, the Colfax Vikings. I'm calling this the title card matchup of games that have lasted all day here at Colfax, hosting a great tournament. Ella Mae Cooper immediately makes an impact as she comes into the game for the first time in the second half, and she soars down the lane. A little runner is good.
She's in there along with Kendall Heffler and Kylie Jensen.
9 points for LMA. Nice pass down low and finding Hajdukovic for two, 31-21. As I mentioned, Kylie Jensen, the senior in there, Kendall Heffler, the junior. Kendall has a pass knocked away and stolen by Colfax, and on the tie-up, a foul called against Izzy Hartman. That's McDonald's first in the second half. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. They also have a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Izzy Hartman exits and Emily Cooper right back out there. That was just the first whistle against Izzy. Team fouls one apiece.
That was the foul they called on Kendall there, Caleb.
Oh, Kendall Heffler, excuse me. Yeah, not on Izzy Hartman. Bovee up top. Find Sierra Shipman. Shipman down the left side of the lane and a double dribble, yes. A 13-21 to go. Still a 10-point lead for McDonald.
The hardest call to make in reffing. It happens so quick and you just don't believe it
and
happened.
You wonder, did I see that?
Yes.
LMA Cooper at the point, walks it across the timeline. Emily Cooper straight on between the wheels. Aubrey Dorn outside the arc, right of the circle. LMA looking into the paint, nothing there right now, working against Sierra Shipman, freshman against sophomore. LMA Cooper off a high screen from Aubrey Dorn. LMA down the lane, kick out, and called for a travel.
Well, she drug her.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but the officials, we've got a three-man crew here tonight. And had a better vantage point down on the court, I'm sure. Sierra Shipman across the timeline, picked up by LMA Cooper, 30 feet from the bucket. Pass gets away from Hajdukovic and gobbled up by Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper across the timeline, 31-21 McDonald. Emily Cooper, high-low feed, Aubrey Dorn out of bounds, last touch by McDonald. The idea was there, the execution not quite what they were looking for. Sierra Shipman will step out. McKenna Shipman again playing with those three fouls, but she's played clean for the first 6.5 minutes here of the second half. Callie Goulet comes in. Kendall Heffler exits. Inbounds to Bovee, and Bovee had it knocked off of her by LMA Cooper, who's going to make sure she's all right as Bovee went to the floor. Turnover, and McDonald will inbound with Aubrey Dorn standing right in front of her own bench. Inbounds to LMA Cooper. 12:33 to go, 31-21 McDonald here on the road at Colfax. Emily Cooper against Bovee. Cooper flips to LMA Cooper. Crossing over on her defender, out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen curls down in the lane, throws a contested pass that's stolen away by Autumn Nigeman. Kenna Shipman working against Callie Goulet. Goulet staying right with her. Kenna kicks out. Ooh. Deep three for Colfax, and that one's an air ball. Quick trigger on that one from Autumn Nigeman, the junior. Possession goes back to McDonald. We saw Callie Goulet again 16 days ago in Nielsville take on Paris Opelt. And as talented a player as Paris is, I'm not sure if she wants to see Callie Goulet on a regular basis because Callie's defense is just so intense.
Travel.
And now even as we're complimenting her, Callie drags a pivot foot and commits a travel. But again, Callie has the task of staying with McKenna Shipman. You put her on the other team's best player and she's going to make life difficult for them.
Yes.
Make them work for every point they get. 31-21 McDonald, 11:43 to go here. Bovee down the lane. Her runner comes up short. Rebound knocked into the arms of Kylie Jensen from Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down the right side of the lane. Pulls up. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper goes behind her back of the left elbow. Down the lane. Up with the left hand. Can't get the roll, but the foul. And she will go to the line. Shooting two with 11:29 to play. Quality propane and fuels. Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. First free throw is perfect for Emily Cooper. Quality propane, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by their office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Pure on two free throws for Emily Cooper. She is 3 of 4 from the line here tonight and now into double-digit scoring with 10. 33-21 McDonald. Colfax in transition, coming up a little bit short from the right block, getting her own offensive rebound, putting it right back up for two is Bryn Sikora. That is her first field goal on the night. LMA Cooper quickly down to the rim, can't get it to fall from the left side. Now LMA comes from behind and knocks it away from Kaysen Goodell. Just 100 miles an hour, yes, all the time, LMA Cooper, the freshman. LMA at the left elbow against Hajdukovic, giving up about 6 inches of height there. Ooh, and yeah, now LMA, victim of a reach-in foul from Goodell, who is trying to return the favor on the steal. 10:55 to go here in the second half, 33-23, McDonald with a 10-point game. Katie Ruff comes in to spell Aubrey Dorn. Maddie Geisler will inbound. Callie Goulet, both Cooper girls, and Katie Ruff on the floor along with Maddie Geisler. Maddie holding, waiting, and she'll go outlet up top. Emily Cooper right back to Maddie. Open look at a three. Right corner pocket comes up a little bit short. Rebound to McKenna Shipman. Shipman takes her time across the timeline with 10:46 to play. High-low feed. Hajdukovic at good position down low. She gathers it in. Cannot score, but is fouled underneath. Jeanette Hajdukovic, the 6-foot senior, draws a foul from Katie Ruff, and that all started before the ball ever got to her. Great position.
Yep.
First on Katie Ruff, team second here in the second half. 10:40 to go, 33-23 McDonald, pending the free throws for his free throw off the mark for Hajdukovic. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Second free throw for Hajdukovic, and that is off the mark, but an offensive rebound put right back up.
34, Sikora.
Bryn Sikora, two quick baskets here in the second half. And the ponytail was covering the number for a moment, but yes, Bryn Sikora, now we have a whistle on Colfax. They may get Jordan Bovey for this one.
Yep.
That will be the team's fifth foul on Bovey's third.
Yep.
Katie Ruff will exit Aubrey Dorn right back in this 8-point game, 33-23. Excuse me, just the fourth foul on Colfax. Two whistles against McDonald. Maddie Geisler holding, and her pass tipped but retrieved along the baseline by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn backs it out beyond the arc on that left side, out to LMA Cooper. McDonald's been quite patient offensively here tonight. Emily Cooper up top against Jada Anderson to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn a little movement there, maintained her pivot foot. Emily Cooper back to Aubrey Dorn, right of the wheel, giving her about 6 feet of space. Hajdukovic, LMA Cooper left of the circle, under 10 to go. 33-25, McDonald with an 8-point lead.
Travel.
And there's a travel on LMA Cooper. She came to a jump stop, wanted to feed it out to Maddie Geisler, and good call by the officials there. Obi running the point. Coach Sarauer and the Colfax Vikings trying to creep closer here, down eight. Pull up, 14-foot jumper, rims in. McKenna Shipman has a good shooter's touch, and we have a two-possession game, 33-23, McDonald up just six. Emily Cooper crossing over on Bovey. Up top, Maddie Geisler wide open, 4-3, in and out. Rebound pulled in by McKenna Shipman. Working against Callie Goulet. Crosses over just beyond the timeline. Shipman pulls up, right elbow. Jumper is good, and McKenna Shipman heating up. 4-point game, 33-29. McDonald up just four. Izzy Hartman set to come in at the next stoppage. Emily Cooper against Bovey up top. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn for three, left of the circle. That one off the mark. Shipman with the rebound. And Shipman in a crowd of blue jerseys. We'll deal it out, and now pushing ahead. Numbers, Bovey, 4-3, right side. That one an air ball, Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. Push ahead to LMA Cooper. Cooper, hesitation, dribble, hard at the rack, and she is hit hard and fouled by Jada Anderson, and LMA Cooper going to the line, trying to stop this scoring drought for the Lady Macs.
It's a good push up the floor.
33-29, McDonald's led by as much as 13 in this game, now just four. First free throw for LMA, ripples the net. 8:37 to go, 34-29. It's the second free throw for LMA. She had an end one earlier. She's into double digits with 10 points.
Izzy Hartman just came in.
Maddie Geisler out. Two for two for LMA Cooper. With 8:37 to go, back to a two-possession lead, 35-29 for McDonald. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A tight game here in Colfax. Just two possessions separate the McDonald Lady Max and the Colfax Vikings. Colfax, the home team here. A lot of action all throughout the day. McKenna Shipman coming out of the timeout. Wild shot off the glass. Offensive rebound, Hajdukovic. That one no good. And Emily Cooper is just getting mauled down there. She pulls down the rebound, and I think we do have a foul coming up. There was actually two offensive rebounds for Colfax, crashing the glass there. Again, McKenna Shipman has shot very well, but that three maybe a little off balance. And just hit the glass, kind of the awkward rebound. The Vikings first to the ball. Back first to the ball a couple times. Now we have an offensive foul against McDonald. 20 feet from the bucket.
Aubrey, I think.
Aubrey Dorn just picked up her third. McKenna Shipman has played with three fouls the entire second half. Just over 8 minutes to go here in regulation. 35-29. McDonald leads by six. Aubrey Dorn up top against Jordan Bovey. Swings to Hajdukovic outside the arc left wing. Long cross-court skip. Good catch by Shipman. Drops down to the post. Shot in and out halfway down for Bryn Sikora. LMA Cooper working those quick feet up top to Callie Goulet. Goulet swings over to Emily Cooper. She'll spot up for three right in front of her own bench. No offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn against Hajdukovic, going up strong and draws the foul.
That was a very strong move.
It'll be two shots for Aubrey Dorn, but McDonald will be shooting the bonus the rest of the way now as well. That is team foul number seven against Colfax with 7:35 to go. Aubrey Dorn, the first free throw to make it a three-possession game. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. It's the first. Well, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at Wirzgala.com. That's Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Two for two on that trip for Aubrey Dorn. I believe those are her first points of the second half. 37-29, eight-point lead for McDonald. 7:31 to go. In the right corner, long cross-court skip. Shipman at the left elbow, pulls up for a tough shot. That one off the mark. Aubrey Dorn pulls down another rebound. Long push ahead from Cooper to Cooper, but stepping in front of that one, Bryn Sikora. Jada Anderson, excuse me, and Anderson, an athletic play, intercepting that pass. Just over 7 minutes to go in the game now. Eight-point lead for McDonald, 37-29 here on the road at Colfax. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Emily Cooper knocks a pass into the coaching staff from Colfax. And that's where McKenna Shipman will inbound, just to the right of the scores table, or the left as we look at it. 6:50 to go in this game. 37-29 McDonald. Sikora picks up her dribble. Over to Bovey. Bovey on the left wing. Anderson to Sikora. Just outside the arc. Kicks back to Anderson. Anderson, nice drive to the hoop, and her runner from 6 feet is good. Jada Anderson, the senior, has played well. She has 6 points. 37-31. It's a six-point lead for McDonald. almost to the two-thirds point of the second half. LMA Cooper left wing against Jada Anderson. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn between the circles, floats it over to Emily Cooper. Thought about a three. Izzy Hartman corrals a pass that she wasn't expecting. Over to Emily Cooper, curling to LMA Cooper right wing. LMA hesitation drive to Jada Anderson. Izzy Hartman curling in hard over the top of Hajdukovic. Little contact, no call. It's an air ball back to the Vikings. 37-31 McDonald, 5:47 to go. Bovee a pass to Anderson in the right corner. Emily Cooper on her. Out to Bovee in front of her own bench. They'll fire it down to Shipman. Shipman to Hajdukovic, turning in the post. Nice move and a finish with the left hand as she went over Hartman. Jeanette Hajdukovic twisting and wheeling and makes it a four-point deficit for Colfax, 37-33. We have quite the finish brewing here. LMA Cooper up top will make Anderson come out on her. Freshman against senior. LMA over to Emily. High post feed Aubrey Dorn. Steps back outside the arc. Aubrey Dorn holding above her head. Now will backtrack with a few dribbles near midcourt in that logo. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper to LMA. Senior to freshman. LMA Cooper working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn to Izzy Hartman. Hartman across the foul line, back out to Emily Cooper in a four-point game. Emily Cooper, to make it a seven-point game, hits the back rim on a three. McKenna Shipman corrals the rebound. Shipman at the right arc. Drops over to Anderson. Bovee, wide open look at a deep three left side back rim. No long rebound out to Emily Cooper. She wants to run. In a crowd, push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet hard to the hoop and scores. Timeout on the floor. Back to a six-point lead for McDonald, 39-33 with 4:31 to play. We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Cadott, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Welcome back inside the gymnasium at Colfax High School. 4:31 to play in the second half. McDonald holding on to a two-possession lead. 39-33 over Colfax. They've led by as much as 13, if memory serves. Six right now. Deploying some three-quarter court. Three, 1-2-2 trapping pressure. Bovee in the backcourt, pursued by Callie Goulet. She'll throw it to Shipman. Shipman gets her defender in the air. Nice pass to Hajdukovic, blocked at the rim by Aubrey Dorn. Hajdukovic gets it back, high off the top of the glass. Noah Dorn with the rebound.
That was tough defense by Aubrey.
LMA Cooper splits two defenders to the rim. No. Hajdukovic with the rebound. She'll push it out to Bovee. Bovee at the foul line. Nice Euro step. Cannot finish. Another rebound pulled down by Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper now on the run to LMA. LMA against Jada Anderson. Outside the arc on the left wing. Under four to go. Still 39-33. LMA Cooper blows by her defender again. Can't quite finish. Coming up a little bit short. She had the crossover. Gets the step. Jada Anderson to Bovee. Back to Anderson. Wide open. Deep three. Right wing. That's an air ball. And LMA Cooper snaps that one up. Donald has not been in a rush offensively, playing very patient in a defensive, low-scoring game, as neither team probably shooting the percentage that they will later on in the season. Emily Cooper up top. High post, Aubrey Dorn. Give and go right back to Emily Cooper, and the dime drop from the six-footer, and Emily says thank you very much.
It was a great look, and I think they just lulled Colfax asleep there, you know.
Senior-to-senior connection.
Not thinking that Emily was going to cut.
Hajdukovic up top. Back to Bovee from Shipman. Bovee driving along the baseline, and she throws it right to Emily Cooper. Cooper now on the run. She'll back it out near the timeline with 2:46 to play. 41-33 McDonald. Emily Cooper just outside the left elbow. Out near the timeline, high post feed Aubrey Dorn, turning and facing the bucket against Jeanette Hajdukovic. Six-footer against six-footer. Over to Emily Cooper on the left wing outside the arc. Now she's matched up against Hajdukovic. Drops to the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn's got a mismatch against Bovey. She'll kick out to Callie Goulet and take a little more time off the clock. Ella Mae Cooper goes by her defender out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman high post, Aubrey Dorn gets by her defender, up with the right hand, it scores. Oh my goodness, what beautiful footwork there from Aubrey Dorn.
A lot of up and under.
43-33, McDonald back up 10 with under 2 minutes to play. Emily Cooper knocks the pass away and retrieves it in the corner before it can go out of bounds. And now we have a whistle and I think a foul against Colfax, and that will send Emily Cooper to the line shooting a 1-1. Honestly, with that last move by Aubrey Dorn, you thought for a second, did she travel?
Yes. I think a lot of people wanted that call.
But I think, again, it's just phenomenal footwork, as you mentioned, the up and under while maintaining that pivot foot. Katie Ruff will come in for Callie Goulet. Minute 55 left. It's time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. More in a moment. Emily Cooper, front end of the 1-1 is perfect. See, I know I can finish the read when Emily's shooting a 1-1. We're finally at that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call with the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. That's 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. 2-for-2 for Emily Cooper from the free throw line. Makes good on the 1-1. It's back to a 12-point lead for McDonald, 45-33. Minute 50 left. You're on the road at Colfax. Shipman kicking to the corner. Anderson well off the mark on a long three. Long rebound out to Aubrey Dorn, and she will wisely slow it down. Hands off to fellow senior Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper to Ella Mae Cooper with 94 seconds to go. McDonald trying to stay unblemished on the season. Ella Mae Cooper creates a little contact. McKenna Shipman says, "Who, me?" But the officials say, "Yes, you." And that will send Ella Mae Cooper to the line, shooting two. That is the fourth foul on McKenna Shipman, who's played the entire second half, I believe, and played with three fouls and doesn't get her fourth until a minute 28 left. First free throw is good for Ella Mae Cooper. She is 4-for-4 from the foul line, has 12 points. To get into the teens, second free throw is good for Ella Mae. I was looking up. I do believe Ella Mae won a national free throw shooting competition for the Elks. I think she was in sixth grade, maybe. I'll have to check the stats on that. Hajdukovic airballs a three from the left corner. Emily Cooper pulls down the rebound. And Cooper will go to the line shooting a 1-1. We didn't even get a chance to talk about Cooper's stat line in just 27 minutes against Medford on Thursday night. How about 18 points, 8 of 8 from the foul line, 2 of 3 from downtown. 18 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, and only 2 turnovers in that game. First free throw for Emily Cooper is perfect.
Just ran out of space on the free throws here.
Yeah, she has 15 points unofficially. Make it 16 for Emily Cooper, who came into the game averaging 23. Again, in just the first two contests, had 28 down at Nielsville on a 6-of-9 shooting performance from range. 49-33, McDonald's largest lead of the night here at Colfax. Shipman up top, the rotate, Hajdukovic. Left corner three is good. She shows her range. Jeanette Hajdukovic knocks home the triple. 49-36 McDonald with 56 seconds to play. Emily Cooper up top, working against Goodell. Cooper to Ella Mae Cooper. Goes behind her back, being pursued by two Vikings defenders, and she will be tagged with a foul. I think that one will go against Sierra Shipman. And Emily Cooper and Ella Mae Cooper in a little bit of a tussle here for who's going to have the scoring lead at the end. Again, unofficially, we have 15 for Emily and 16 for Emily and 13 for Ella Mae, and the first free throw is good for Ella Mae Cooper. So 14 on the night for the freshman guard, Ella Mae Cooper. The lead is 14 for the Lady Mac. Second free throw, got a little rim, but that one went down as well, and both Cooper sisters have gone beyond the tally for availability on free throws here on the score sheet. Aubrey Dorn stole the inbounds pass, lost it, kicked back out to Anderson for Colfax. She's long on a three from the left corner. Ella Mae Cooper corrals the rebound, tried to throw it to Katie Ruff. The ball goes right back to McKenna Shipman. She'll attack the rim and get fouled with 32.3 seconds left to go in this game. Colfax came into the game at 2-2. McDonald 2-0. Kendall Hoeffler is going to sub in here with 32.3 left. McKenna Shipman has had a fine game, and she will try to add to it from the free throw line. She will. She hits the first. That's her first free throw attempt. She's in double digits, unofficially with 12 by our tally. Izzy Hartman comes out as Kendall Hoeffler in. Senior for junior, 14-point lead for McDonald. And Shipman makes it 13 as she knocks in a pair of free throws. 32.3 left, 51-38, the Lady Max. Dorn into Emily Cooper. Goes behind her back against Goodell. Cross the logo at midcourt with 25 seconds to play. Now a nifty crossover. Back to LMA Cooper. And Mulder sits her Emily. Big jab step up top. And LMA Cooper is going to get fouled and will go to the line shooting two. And I do believe she can take over the scoring lead from Emily if she knocks both of these home. First free throw is off the mark. I jinxed her. There
yeah, you
go.
You did.
Again, we have Emily at 16 points. Second free throw for LMA Cooper is absolutely perfect. Could not be any more pure than that one. 52-38, 16 seconds to play. Goodell across the timeline to Shipman, takes an off-balance three. That one off the mark. Hajdukovic offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul with 9.5 seconds to play. We've seen Hajdukovic really start to assert herself here in the second half. She had 2 points at halftime. Now she's sitting on 9. And shooting two free throws. First is off the mark. Kind of Shipman went after that one, thought it was a one-on-one, and she gives a little shrug and a smile. Hajdukovic, I believe, 0 for 3 at the foul line.
She doesn't have a real good arc on that free throw. But
second free throw does rattle home, though, for the senior. 52-39, McDonald. Aubrey Dorn inbounds to LMA Cooper. Cooper with a head of steam across the logo. Bumped from behind. I'm not sure if Goodell meant to give that foul, but with 5.1 seconds left, it's double bonus for McDonald, and LMA Cooper will go to the line, and she will shoot a pair here.
Yep.
We'll have our post-class post-game show coming up. First free throw is perfect for LMA Cooper, and again, on the score sheets that they give us here, trying to find room for all the free throws that LMA has hit. I believe this is 9 and 10 made free throws for the freshman. 54-39, 15-point lead for McDonald. 5 seconds to go. Anderson to Shipman. Shipman is fouled at the buzzer, and she will shoot three free throws here with no time on the clock. So 54-39, and we'll see what McKenna Shipman makes the final deficit here as Coach Cooper will call his team over. And
yeah,
I guess they're going
to
send them back
to the line. They have to occupy the bottom.
So Katie Ruff and Aubrey Dorn will stand there. Technically, it says 0.1 seconds on the scoreboard. 54-39. McDonald with McKenna Shipman at the line to shoot three. First free throw is good. She's going to end up pretty close to her season scoring average. In fact, over her season scoring average now of 12 points. Second free throw for Shipman is good. She has 15 points unofficially. 54-41 McDonald.
Now they put 1 second up on the clock.
So Lady Max just with a little bit of work left to do as Shipman hits all three. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. No foul comes from Colfax, and McDonald takes care of business here on the road. They get a 12-point win against a very talented Colfax team, and you never know if these two might collide in late February.
Yes.
But the final score means McDonald stays unbeaten at 3-0. Colfax falls to 2-3. Your final from Colfax, the home of the Vikings, your McDonald Central Lady Max 54, Colfax 42. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll get you those leading scorers. Mark Maloney's analysis. We'll chat with head coach Don Cooper in a few moments as well. Back in three here on WOGO Sports, the Lady Macs. 3-0 on the season, getting a key victory here at Colfax.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, with free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, a warm waiting room, and every necessary safety precaution, from compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome. Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. McDonald 3-0 on the season, 54-42 winners here on the road at Colfax. Head coach Don Cooper joins us. And coach, you mentioned what Colfax likes to do, what they wanted to do, create turnovers, and I think both you and Coach Sarauer would say, okay, we probably didn't shoot as well as we would like to, but a lot of that a product of the defenses that both of these squads put out there.
Well, I agree with that, Caleb, because again, these two squads are just terrific on defense. Hats off to Colfax. They got a terrific defense, and again, that's what ball pressure does. And I thought at times we were erratic, but we took care of it at the end, which was great, and our defense was just stellar tonight.
When you see a team as talented as the Vikings are, you know they're going to make some runs. Again, you had a double-digit lead in the first half. Into the second half, they cut it to as little as four, but then you were able to get back again to a 12-point victory here. Did you like the response that you saw from the girls?
I did, and I just thought it was great. Second half coming out, like Maddie Geisler hitting a key open shot. I mean, those are just things. We just said, hey, shoot with confidence. Second half, they're going to give you those open shots. Just knock them down. And so that's the type of stuff that, again, these seniors who've been in this spot has just done a terrific job, along with the great defense. Again, our defense was just terrific tonight.
Coach, I'm going to have to do the math here, but I believe it was either 19 or 20 made free throws for you here tonight. When you get those opportunities, you have to capitalize. You really did.
Right, absolutely. And again, that's why we take care of the ball at the end, and it's just great having a point guard like Emily Cooper and LMA Cooper that just value the ball and take care of it at the end.
Finally, again, you have a Thursday to Saturday game, and then not much of a layoff with the weekend, and coming right back against Coach Joas and his later Ramblers on Tuesday.
And this is just a preview of what Coach Joas, the physicality they bring, and we have to be ready. So this was just a great game for us to prepare for that.
Coach, congratulations on the win. And again, 3-0 start of the season, can't be better than that. But again, I know there's always room to grow and improve, and we're looking forward to riding with you guys the whole way and seeing how this team continues to move in the right direction.
Well, thank you guys for the wonderful coverage, and we appreciate all the coverage that you guys do.
Head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Well, we're going to step out and take that three-minute break we mentioned. Be back with more of the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, McDonald winners 54-42. Don't go away. We'll get you the stats, highlights, and analysis coming up in three here on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic.
Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It set right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Here on WOGO Sports. I think I've been misspeaking all night long because I called the game we just witnessed a 54-42 victory for the Lady Macs over the home team, the Colfax Vikings, the title card here, but we actually have one more game yet to go. We won't be broadcasting it here, but again, seeing warm-ups going on right now, and honestly, I'm not sure what these teams are because
Durand and St. Croix Central.
Okay, so St. Croix Central, a Division III team, I believe. Anyway, they're warming up, so that'll give us time here again to continue our post-game coverage as McDonald wins at 54-42 to move to 3-0 on the season. We'll get you those leading scores and highlights as well in just a few moments. But again, your first time seeing the Lady Macs in person here this season. What'd you think, Mark?
I was so impressed with their pressure defense, going man to man, and that three-quarter court almost wasn't even a zone. They pretty much manned up on that full-court pressure there too. So they did a really, really nice job there, man to man the whole night. So I was very impressed with how the girls played on that. And then we both made the comment all night, Kayla, about how patient they were on offense. You know, Coach Cooper says, hey, you know, I've given these kids the green light. If they got a good shot, take a good shot, be confident. And it seems like these girls knew that there might be a better shot looming around the corner and were very, very patient running that offense. So I was impressed for this early on. You know, they had plenty of turnovers. I have McDonald with 15 turnovers on the night, which I think they can clean up a little bit. But, again, very, very good offense they ran tonight.
Well, let's take a look at the leading scores. Then we'll take another break and get you those highlights here from the second half. McKenna Shipman led the way for Colfax, 4 points above her season average. She had 16, including hitting those three straight free throws at the end with the clock just about expired. She got fouled on a three at the very end of this game. Jeanette Hajdukovic, 2 above her season average of 8 points per game. She had 10, 8 of those in the second half. 6 on the night for Jada Anderson, 4 for Bryn Sikora, 3 apiece for Jordan Bovey and Kaysen Goodell. as six different players scored for Coach Courtney Sarauer and the Colfax Vikings. On the other side for McDonald, also six players scoring. The Cooper sisters leading the way, two players in double figures, and that was LMA Cooper, who led all scorers tonight with 18 points. That's a game high. 10 of those points were from the free throw line, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I believe she was close to perfect from the free throw line.
I think she missed one.
Yeah, so 10 of 11 from the free throw line here tonight. Emily Cooper was phenomenal from the free throw line as well. She had seven made free throws. She had 16 points on the night. 8 points for Aubrey Dorn. Six for Maddie Geisler. Four for Callie Goulet. And two for Kendall Heffler. As again, I'm just checking my math as we go here. But again, 54-42, the stat that amounts to the most, as McDonald in the first three games here, again, over the course of 16 days, they played these three games, had the two-week layoff between Neillsville and Medford, but they've played two powerhouse Division IV teams and a Division II team, and still unblemished with a record. Again, that's the way you want to start.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and again, I think a lot of people, you know, are looking at this team, you know, coming with all their experience coming back. They're looking for this team to do well, make a good run this year. And but again, yeah, you have to play really, really clean basketball. And the next thing that kind of impressed me, Caleb, was we shot threes, but everybody kind of found out the threes that weren't falling, and then we just quit shooting them. So, you know, I kind of like that fact that the girls aren't just launching them, right?
Well,
so
13 made threes in the first two games, a lot of those from Emily Cooper, who had eight of them, but just two made threes here tonight for McDonald. But saying, hey, we don't have to rely on that.
Yes, and I think that's a lot of, you know, kudos to their patience on offense.
Again, this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If you'll give us 3.5 minutes, I will finally get those highlights ready, and we'll show you how the second half sounded here in WOGO Sports. Back in 3.5, our final break in the Post Glass Post Game Show. McDonald wins at 54-42 here on the road against a talented Colfax team. We're back after this.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen,
the Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at myconcinemas.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kemp. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at 1-fest.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Finishing up the post-class post-game show here on WOGO, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this one up a little bit later on tonight. McDonald wins 54-42 over Colfax. We'll get you your second half highlights here, then a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. The second half sounded like this here on WOGO Sports. Izzy Hartman and Maddie Geisler, the five seniors for head coach Don Cooper. Holding on to a 7-point lead to make it double digits. Matty Geisler splash straight on, straight in.
Very good.
From range. Almost went through the back of Jade Anderson
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
Callie Goulet picks the pocket of a Colfax defender up Beautiful. And in for two. Callie goes coast to coast. She didn't have far to go as she stole that one about the foul line. Dark. Drops over to Anderson. Abovi, wide open look at a deep three left side, back rim, no long rebound out to Emily Cooper. She wants to run. In a crowd, push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet hard to the hoop and scores. Timeout on the floor, back to a 6-point lead for McDonald, 39 in the air. Nice pass to Hajdukovic, blocked at the rim by Aubrey Dorn. Hajdukovic gets it back, high off the top of the glass. No, and Dorn with the rebound.
That was tough defense by Aubrey.
LMA Cooper splits two defenders, two of the rim, no. Probably shooting the percentage that they will later on in the season. Emily Cooper up top. High post, Aubrey Dorn. Give and go right back to Emily Cooper, and the dime drop from the six-footer, and Emily says thank you very much. Your second half highlights as we conclude the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postclassandmirror.com. We'd be remiss if we didn't thank our hosts here at Colfax, Athletic Director Michael Hodel, and everyone here putting on a phenomenal event. And again, one game left to go, but certainly enjoyed being part of it here tonight. And we've had some very memorable games here in Colfax over the years, including one against Prairie Farm a couple seasons ago that will always stick out in my memory.
Yes, it was. Yep.
Well, as we look ahead at the WOGO sports calendar for next week, it'll start with Chi-Hi boys basketball on Tuesday night. Mark Halverson with that call along with Dave Check. Chi-Hi, their BRC conference opener against Rice Lake Tuesday night at 6:55. Then right away again on Thursday, short road trip for Coach Jason Prue and the boys on the road at Eau Claire North Thursday at 6:55 p.m. here on WOGO Sports. Next Friday night, it'll be Chi-Hi boys hockey, and they are really looking strong. Again, a 3-1 win over Hudson after Hudson took three from Chi-Hi last year. The Cards returned the favor in their home barn, 3-1 win for Coach Parker and the crew. Coach Caitlin Daugherty getting her first win for the CFM Sabres against Northland Pines on Friday night. And next Friday, against Fond du Lac for the Chi-Hi boys hockey team. Greg Stewart with that call along with Cooper Fosvick, 6:40 p.m. on Friday night. Next time we will see these McDonald Lady Macs, it'll be a couple weeks away. It'll be another Saturday game against Onalaska, 3:10, the projected start time for that one, Saturday matinee Lady Macs hoops. And again, when we talk about the way that Athletic Director Alexis and Coach Cooper have structured their schedule, Onalaska is a phenomenal program, Division II program. That'll be another great test for the girls.
Yes, it will. I mean, you know, and that's what, you know, again, Coach Cooper likes those kind of contest. It just gets these girls ready. I mean, not looking into the future, but it always gets them prepared for down the road when it comes playoff time.
So again, 2 weeks from tonight, for the next time we'll have Lady Macs basketball here on WOGO Sports. Next time we will have McDonald Athletics will be 1 week from tonight, and hopefully my voice will be fully recovered by then. I can feel, again, whatever this is creeping on, but hopefully things will be right as rain in a week. We'll get our first look at Coach Adam Schilling's McDonald boys team. That will be the Northwest Tip-Off Classic against Colfax, but it'll be at UW-Stout if you're planning to come out for that one. Approximate, and we will say approximate start time will be 6:55 p.m. here on WOGO, but stay tuned to our social media, Facebook and Twitter, again, for any possible updates there, as, again, a lot of games being played, and so sometimes those later games can be pushed a little bit late over there at Stout, but just the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, a phenomenal event, and good to see kind of the girls' version of it here at Colfax today, and hopefully this is something that a lot of schools will continue to participate in, and this event, again, a lot of marquee matchups of the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, and I think we could see the same here in Colfax.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good teams here, and a lot of games played in one day, so that's, you know, good to see, and it's a Saturday afternoon, and it's beautiful weather out there, so it's easy travel time.
Well, we are looking forward to, again, a great season of McDonald and Chi-High Athletics here on WOGO. You can always check out our sports schedule at wogo.com. That's where the podcast of this one will be available later. Mark, good to get back to it here as we kind of get back in the saddle with a lot of great games to come. But, again, we keep saying you can't start better than 3-0, and Coach Cooper, I'm sure, is pleased with that, but also has plenty of talking points, working points for his team, and that's exciting to see.
Yep, and he's got, like you said, he's got some tough games coming up, so he's got to keep these girls on track.
Again, peaking at the right time is something that this program has done. Of course, coming off that state championship last year and looking way, way down the road, no one has ever done, to our knowledge, what McDonald wants to do this year, and that's achieve a state championship in a higher division.
Yes.
Right after garnering that gold ball in their previous division. So, again, moving up by virtue of enrollment in Division IV and tournament performance factor, well, that's something that could come into play. And you know what? We hope it comes into play, because that would mean McDonald has another phenomenal season.
Yes.
So hopefully it's a deep playoff run. But that's a long way away. We're three games in, so let's just enjoy the ride all throughout the regular season. We are looking forward to each and every moment of it here on WOGO. Well, we will say adieu here from Colfax High School. Thank you to our intrepid board operator running double duty for our Chi-High and McDonald doubleheader here Saturday, Zach Wycheck, back at the Wogo home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. Our sports director, Greg Stewart, every single advertiser you hear during these sports broadcasts, and we always have room for more as well, too. But thank you so much to those who make it possible for us to do what we love and get these games on the air for you. Once again, your final score from Colfax, it's the McDonald Lady Macs 54, the Colfax Vikings 42. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Colfax High School in beautiful Colfax, Wisconsin. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.